My name is Anthony Watson. Today is October 13th, 2018. I'm speaking with Antonio Shaves, who is my grandfather. He is 65 years old and arrived in America in 1970. Let's start with the questions. Out of all the countries in the world that you could have immigrated to, why did you choose to immigrate to America?
I have an uncle in California. Did a paperwork, come to the United States, to Hudson, Massachusetts.
How much did you know about America before you moved there?
Nothing.
What were the reasons behind why you chose to leave Portugal?
Leave from Portugal, come to the United States to be a better life, better live.
What job did you have when you were living in Portugal, and how did that job change when you moved to America?
The job I had in Portugal, I went to school first, and working at farm out for cows, pigs, corn, potatoes, onions, peppers, work in the field, get the field ready to get the plants ready.
I've seen pictures of you with a wine barrel in Portugal. Did you actually make the wine?
I used to make the wine. I used to pour the grapes in the compressor and put it in a barrel for 8 days and ferment. And after 8 days, you put in another compressor and take the wine out and put in another barrel.
What was your first job in the United States?
My first job in the United States, a factory shoes, more footwear, making shoes.
So even though you were an immigrant and you came from a different nationality than others did your job discriminate against you, or was it like really easy for you to get a job?
I can get a job in any place in the United States. I get the right papers and get ready to work.
Did you ever finish your education?
Yeah, a little bit. No, the whole thing.
Did you go right to work?
Yes.
Who did you leave Portugal with, or did you go alone?
I leave Portugal with my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, and me.
How long did the trip from Portugal to America take?
From Santa Maria to Boston Long Airport, 5.5 hours.
Did you bring a lot of things to America from Portugal?
Bring 2 suitcases, clothes and shoes.
If you were allowed to bring more than what you did, what other things would you bring with you?
I'll bring more clothes. Get the family.
Did you have any sentimental items or items that meant a lot to you to help you remember Portugal?
I can bring to here, it's so we're used to work on the farm, kind of too big, bring it over.
What was your favorite animal on the farm?
Cows. Yeah.
How old were you when you left Portugal, and did you think you were mature enough to move to a new country?
Coming in this country, 17 years old.
Were you the youngest of your family?
No, my brother.
How old was he?
14.
How is the temperature and climate here in the United States different from the temperature and climate in Portugal?
In Portugal, the temperature over there is lower than here. It's Portugal, Santa Maria, no snow. Just rain, windy, and foggy.
Do you like the temperature here more than the temperature in Portugal?
I think I like the temperature over there better, as the temperature over there is lower.
So it's not as hot in Portugal as it is in America?
No.
So during the winter, there was no snow there. Instead of snow, was there like a lot of rain?
Rain and foggy, windy.
Did you know any English before you came to America?
No, nothing.
How long did it take you to learn English?
At least 5 or 6 years to learn a decent English, yeah.
How is your reading?
Read bad and write too bad. Yeah. And I went to school, so it's kind of hard for me read and write. That's why I'm having a hard time today.
So when you're watching the news or reading the newspaper, do you watch or read it in English or in Portuguese?
English. I can understand every word those guys saying.
So it's just the reading that's hard for you?
Read and write, yeah.
What was the hardest thing for you to leave behind in Portugal?
My grandmother and my cousins and the farm.
Why couldn't your grandmother or your other family members?
They didn't have a visa.
But if they did have a visa, would they have left with you to America?
Yes.
Did you live with them in Portugal, or did they
leave? Yeah, I live with my grandmother, yeah.
If you were to return to Portugal permanently, what would you bring there from the United States?
Bring my family and the money I made it. Probably some clothes.
Would you buy a farm there, or like?
Yeah, maybe buy a house first and to see if I like it, if I not like it, come back to the United States again.
What is your opinion on the American dream, and do you think you're living it right now?
I live happy. I like my family, everybody's all together. Get a lot of friends.
Where did you first arrive in America?
1970, April 17, Boston Airport.
So I know you arrived in the Logan Airport in Boston, but why did you choose Boston? Why didn't you choose, like, the western part of the country where your cousin lived?
My uncle made the paper just come in the United States to us and us.
Evaluate your life in America. How has it changed for the better or for the worse?
Better. You got everything I need here in your country. It's kind of tough to live.
Do you think that you would have been as successful now if you were living in Portugal?
Probably tomorrow, much better, and still kind of poor.
Do you still celebrate Portuguese holidays here in America?
Yes. The farmer holiday.
How is Christmas different?
Christmas in your country is different. Over there, and I have too much giving, so kind of poor.
How has your religion changed since arriving in America?
The same.
So you're still a Catholic?
Yes.
Did they have churches in Portugal?
Yes.
Do you go to church more here in the United States than you did in Portugal?
Almost the same.
Do you still keep in touch with your family or friends from Portugal?
Yeah, sister-in-law and I got a few friends over there, yeah. Maybe like once a month.
So the friends that you knew before coming to America, are they still living in Portugal now, or did they go to different
some
countries?
Some still live in some away, some in Canada.
And the last question is, did you meet your wife, who's my grandmother, in Portugal or America?
I met my wife when I came in first time, and I went back seven years later.
Okay, thank you for participating in my interview.
Anytime.